Kieran, looking forward to a second Ulster final and hoping maybe to win a second Ulster title. And what, you're only just 22?
Aye, 22 years of age. Well, looking forward to this final as well, definitely.
Yeah.
It'll be a massive day.
Yeah, and obviously the experience from last year is a big help, or is it this year, or does it make it maybe more daunting, the fact that you know what you have to face?
No, it's going to be a different day. Last year it was great for us, winning the Ulster title was fantastic, but this is just going to be a different ball game, different day out, Experience obviously with the help from last year, but it's just going to be different.
And I suppose the shoe's under the foot this time last year. You were the underdogs. You're probably going in as favourites now this time.
That's it, Ty. But, underdogs, favourites, doesn't matter. There's two teams going out there to play a very challenging game of football, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Yeah, and I suppose Down are somewhat of a surprise package, aren't they? There's probably a team that not many people would have picked as Ulster finalists at the start of the year.
I'd say not, Ty. There would have been a lot of doubters out there, and a lot of fickle people would have threw down to the side again Monaghan, and perhaps Monaghan done that themselves, and it didn't pay up for them. But look, Down are a good team. A lot of us did say that Down will beat them well. And I know they just obviously get over the line, but
yeah, and of course they've had three games. They've had the draw and a replay with Armagh as well, and that was a big result too for them.
Oh, massive, eh? Massive. It's their county just coming up the ranks, so they're. And they've done so well against Armagh and so well against Monaghan, I suppose, and it's going to be a deadly final.
And do you know many of them from college or any of them?
I do, actually. I played alongside a lot of them in college. Niall McParland, Kevin McKiernan was on that Sigerson team there that we just won with, and the two Johnsons, and Niall Donnelly in the middle of the field, and there's a lot of them there I know, so there's I haven't played with before.
Yeah, suppose you're lucky that college is out at the moment.
College is out now. Good friends of mine, but I know the heart and determination they have and the skill that every single one of them players have. So, and
talk to me about this year so far. Played Derry the first day in Celtic Park, big win, 11 points. Played Donegal in the semi-final, another big win.
Well, I suppose just after the National League, the only game you can build for is your first game, which was Derry for us, and that's the only game that we looked at right up until that final whistle. We'd studied well, they obviously had their homework done on us, and considering the history we had last year with them, we knew it was going to be a difficult game again, and to walk away probably with an 11 point win was a bit more than what we thought we were going to walk away with. Get into the second game again, we didn't really play up to our standards that night in Ballybuffet, and perhaps again the media and the people thought that it was going to be a walk in the park for Donegal, but we had our homework done, we had the training done. More than anything, we were physically ready and mentally ready, and we ended up getting over the line again them as well. Probably not by much more than we expected again, but at the end of the day, a win's a win.
Yeah, and tell me, after the league, did you guys up the training much?
After the league, our training's been steady so far this year. But yeah, we did up it after the league. We knew that we were going to have to obviously get to another level, to get to the level of what we were expected, to play at, and I think we probably showed that slightly against Derry, more so against Donegal, and hopefully we show what we're capable of in the final as well.
Yeah, there's those that says with an 11 point win and a nine point win that you're probably not battle hardened or road tested.
That's probably what a lot of ones think, but no, definitely. Look, that was as tight a game. Physically against Derry, physically against Donegal, the scoreline probably just didn't do it justice, when we ended up getting a wee bit more in front. But it was two very tight physical battles out there, and we've had history of both the teams, so.
Yeah. Not as much history with Down in recent years.
No, that's definitely one thing about Down now. We haven't played them. I know myself personally speaking, I have never played in their senior team, so haven't even McKenna Cups or anything like that. We've never played Down, so we sort of don't really know much about each other. So
uncharacteristically, Down seem to be very physical against Monaghan in particular.
Definitely. You've seen it within the first 2 minutes. There was a collision along the sideline, and I think that really put down the marker of where they wanted to go this year and what they want to do. And I think they've really just forgot about what other people think about them and where other people have ranked them in the past, and they've really just shut up shop, and and they're in the final now, so they've proved a lot of people wrong, so they have.
Yeah, and tell me, how has preparations gone since the Donegal game? You played some club games, have you?
Aye, since the Donegal game, we've been more than two club games last weekend, and yesterday, so we have. So we have two club games under our belt, and now that's us now involved with club games. We get back down to business, so we do, and we prepare for final in 2 weeks' time.
No, the general feeling is obviously Tyrone are going to be favourites going into this game. Is it too early to start thinking maybe of All-Ireland semi-finals, quarter-finals, maybe All-Ireland finals?
It'd be nice to jump ahead and think about that, but you can't. You know, you really can't. And football matches today and championship matches especially, you can't afford to think ahead. You know, possibly Monaghan thought ahead, and you know they're now out of the Ulster campaign, so we never thought ahead again Derry, we never thought ahead again Donegal. We just take one game at a time, and then hopefully you produce the goods.